Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 85 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. Hospitals across the Commonwealth are facing staffing shortages. The University of Kentucky launched a vaccine incentive program. Parents in Fayette County are asking for new COVID protocols. Healthcare professionals are battling burnout. State lawmakers say there will not be lockdowns or mandates in the future. Moorhead State has outlined COVID reporting guidelines. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with patchy fog after 5 a.m. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a low around 70. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Hospitals across the Commonwealth are facing staffing shortages as the number of COVID positive cases surpass previous records. Appalachian Regional Hospital, St. Clair Healthcare, and Pikeville Medical Center will be relying on the help of the National Guard for their overcapacities. Governor Andy Beshear tells WKYT that healthcare workers are the true heroes.
For 18 months, they've been on the front lines of the battle, of the war, of our lifetimes. They have worked every day to get sick people home to their families, and sometimes they've even held the hands of our loved ones as they've been lost. Our healthcare workers are exhausted. They're frustrated because this current fight against the Delta variant could be won as quickly as tomorrow with vaccines.
Beshear says removing mask mandates in schools can have a direct correlation in furthering the shortage of healthcare workers. He says if a healthcare worker has a child that's quarantined, they might have to stay home with that child. Therefore, that's one less nurse or doctor in the field. The University of Kentucky launched a vaccine incentive program Tuesday to encourage students to get vaccinated. UK officials say they want everyone to get a vaccine to keep themselves and others safe. The university set an original goal to get more than 80% of the campus population vaccinated, and they've already reached 72%. Spokesperson for UK, Jay Blanton, tells WKYT not all students support the idea of the incentives.
I think the sentiment you're hearing from students reflects what you hear in the country. People are divided about the idea of mandates for vaccines or mandates for any kind of vaccine. So, those are the kinds of questions we need to wrestle with.
The incentive prizes include football and basketball game passes, scholarships, and study abroad scholarships. Drawings will continue through November. With student quarantines in Fayette County Public Schools approaching 500, some parents have decided to take action. Several parents have written to the school district to advocate for a test-and-stay approach, which has been used in other states. That approach would allow kids who have had close contact with a confirmed infection to take a rapid test each morning before school, as opposed to having to quarantine. A negative result would mean the student could attend school, while a positive test would mean adherence to isolation procedures. Leanne Seaborn's two children attended Liberty Elementary School, where they're enrolled in the Spanish Immersion Program.
Fayette County did receive tens of millions of dollars from the government to help us navigate education during the pandemic, so I would hope that they could use those funds wisely. Right now, there are no virtual options anyway for students, so they're at home. Hopefully, schoolwork is being sent home, but that's just extra work that the teachers are having to do, so I would rather them be in the classroom.
LEX18 reports FCPS board members and Superintendent Dr. Demetrius Liggins have discussed implementing that approach. As COVID cases begin to surge again, nurses are quickly experiencing burnout. The UK Albert B. Chandler Hospital has 139 intensive care unit beds, and 48 of those are currently taken up by patients with COVID-19. Lynn Kelso is a nurse practitioner in UK Healthcare's Medical Intensive Care Unit. She tells LEX18 she struggles with constantly seeing sick patients get worse over time.
It's not just the burnout, it's like the moral distress that people are feeling. Constantly seeing patients who are getting worse, who are sicker, who are younger, who are dying at higher numbers. You know, it's very difficult to have to deal with that day in and day out.
The CDC encourages nurses to make self-care a priority especially as they face another wave of COVID-19 cases. The state Supreme Court decision on Saturday brings an end to Governor Andy Beshear's management of the state's COVID-19 response without legislative approval. The state high court allows recently passed laws to stand, restricting the governor's emergency powers. Senate Majority Leader Damon Thayer tells WYMT what's in store for the future of Kentucky while battling COVID-19.
There aren't going to be any more lockdowns or shutdowns. There's not going to be a statewide mask mandate. And the governor's going to have to work with the General Assembly moving forward on some items where we can find agreement.
The court decision potentially impacts a variety of issues beyond mask mandates, including health care capacity, meals for children and families, protection at long-term care facilities, compensation for frontline workers, and price gouging. As of Monday, the state had a total of 543,031 total positive COVID cases. The current positivity rate is at 12.8%. Morehead State University outlined protocol for COVID-19 reporting on campus in an email today. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has details.
University employees with general COVID-19 questions were instructed to contact their immediate supervisor or email the MSU COVID support team to provide tracking, notification, and support to students. Employee questions or concerns will be routed through supervisors to the applicable vice president or direct report, while student questions and concerns will be routed to the support team. Employees who must quarantine or isolate due to COVID-19 were instructed to contact their supervisor immediately. If a student contacts a faculty member about being absent due to a health department mandate, the faculty member should forward the information to the support team. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts reporting.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, celebrating 100 years of business in 2021. Ruth Hunt's long-term success is proven by using fine ingredients and traditional methods in making their confections. Ruth Hunt is Kentucky proud with traditional candies, Woodford Reserve bourbon balls, and Blue Mondays. Sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones. Ruth Hunt Candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at ruthhuntcandy.com.
Ohio has made it easier for residents to get quality health care from registered nurses and licensed practical nurses. Senate Bill 3 allows Ohio to enter the Nurse Licensure Compact, a multi-state agreement that allows nurses to practice in other NLC states by streamlining licensing requirements. State Senator Christina Rogner, who introduced the bill, says it's a chance for Native Ohioans living in other states in the compact to care for some of their own.
From an economic and job standpoint, nurses can take their skills and work across state lines. It increases economic mobility for them, but it also helps increase patient access to care. You're a patient across state lines. This certainly facilitates telehealth and serving those patients.
As of 2020, Ohio had 150 primary care health professional shortage areas, according to data from the Health Resources and Service Administration. FBI agents are partnering with the Louisville Metro Police Department to target gangs and violent criminal groups. The partnership, called the Safe Streets Task Force, have resulted in the federal indictment of 4 Louisville men. Over 17 weapons, ammunition, and approximately 1,200 grams of suspected controlled substances were confiscated by federal agents. Louisville's FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Brian Jones, tells Wave 3 the FBI is just trying to increase its efforts in the city.
We want to make an impact by targeting a whole gang at one time, or a whole crew. Just targeting violent actors that are in the city who may be contributing to the homicide rate, the shooting rates.
He says he wants people who live in areas of high crime to feel comfortable reporting criminal activity to the FBI. A Kentucky college is being sued for the death of a student last year, WMKY's Alyssa White reports.
The family of Grant Brace is suing the University of Cumberland after the young man died of a heat stroke following a wrestling practice last year. WYMT reports that in August of 2020, then head coach Jordan Countryman threatened to kick Brace off the team during a punishing practice. The lawsuit stated Brace was diagnosed with narcolepsy and ADHD and was prescribed Adderall, which requires maintaining hydration. During the practice, Brace reportedly begged for help, but emergency medical personnel were never contacted. He eventually collapsed and passed away. Among other things, Countryman is accused of gross negligence and intentional infliction of emotional distress. The university responded Monday, saying the lawsuit's allegations do not fairly reflect the wrestling program. For WMKY News, I'm Melissa White.
Martin County residents living on State Route 645 have been without water for 6 weeks. Officials say two contractors have been hired to fix the pump, but each time have failed. Resident Tyler O'Connor tells WSAZ he had to drive out of the city in order to get water for his three children.
Every day, multiple times a day, actually. My wife and I both to bathe the kids, to shower ourselves, even just like brushing our teeth, you know.
Officials say they're expecting the water to be restored by the end of next week. Meanwhile, a Martin County resident lost her home on Saturday due to a water break outside. Kathy Fletcher says she called the water department Friday morning, but they were not able to find the cause. She tells WYMT she woke up to her house falling, and her only priority was getting her two sons out.
Now I'm just stuck, like, what do? Where do I go from here? Because I had a home, and I never expected to lose it. It's the most important things are with me now.
Fletcher says community members, the American Red Cross, and Appalachia Reach Out have been in contact to offer assistance. A Kentucky lawmaker has resigned from his elected position in the Kentucky House of Representatives. WMKY's Lakin Hupp has more.
Robert Goforth is being investigated for allegedly assaulting his wife in April of 2020. He has been charged with domestic assault and first-degree strangulation. Goforth is pleading not guilty and denied the allegations. Goforth resigned in a letter to the governor on Tuesday, and the seat he once held is now listed as vacant on the legislature's website. Goforth's motion to suppress his wife's statements to the local police have been pushed back many times. Police say that the recording of his wife's initial interview has been lost. The case is still ongoing. Earlier this year, a House impeachment committee reviewed and ultimately dismissed a petition seeking Goforth's removal from office. Two University of Kentucky law professors told the committee that the state law does not allow a legislator to be removed from office through impeachment. That can only happen if the legislative chamber members vote to expel them. For WMKY News, I'm Lakin Hupp.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon hours, otherwise mostly sunny and hot throughout the day with a high near 90. Thursday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly before 7 p.m., partly cloudy skies overnight with a low around 70. And for your Friday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly in the afternoon hours, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 88. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Wiley Tanner, Lakin Hupp, Keneally Roberts, Alyssa White, Ethan Jenkins, Shamari Mosley, and Rachel Turner. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Shamari Mosley and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.